This is Sarah.
And this is Tina, hashtag Fearless Queens. We strive to create content to help heal the world one episode at a time.
So today's topic is, but are you walking the walk? So meaning if you have a cross on you tatted, if you're wearing a necklace, as Tina is wearing, maybe you have a bumper sticker on your car that has a cross or the Jesus fish. Yeah, you're labeling yourself as a Christian, right? You're portraying yourself for the world and see that you're a Christian. But are you truly walking the way Jesus is walking?
And the way he's leading you right to walk. I think so often we get convicted to make better choices and to, you know, live life as he would live. But are you really doing that? And in doing that, you're growing closer to Christ, which ultimately then you're growing closer to other human beings. And I feel like we're on this earth to love others and bring joy into the world. And we're not doing that if we're essentially being fake.
Totally. This is authentic. Authenticity. Radical honesty. What's the scripture we're pulling out for today?
And I think this is kind of how everyone wants to be treated. This is what everyone expects of the next person. So what you expect of someone else, are you that?
Totally.
This is from Colossians 3. But now you must also rid yourself of all things such as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
So what does that mean?
Which part? I think so often.
The beginning.
So I think so often we go to church every Sunday. We, like you said, we wear all the things. We do all the things. We even memorize scripture. But in that memorization, are you just memorizing it to memorize it, or are you living it and walking it?
Right. Can somebody who's not a believer look at you and they, if you're not wearing any of those things, they should be able to tell that you're different in some shape or form because of the way you're acting, the way you are carrying yourself. And in today's society and so many other places, there's a little distinction between a Christian and a non-believer.
Very little distinction. And nobody seems to want to call anyone out.
In a loving way.
Yes.
So this is the loving way that we're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, and I think sometimes Jesus was loving and sometimes he shared bluntly different things. So I think there's lots of different ways, and who I reach and talk to is going to be different than who Sarah reaches and talks to. And so we want to utilize our experiences and where we have fallen short, because yes, we will all fall short.
Yeah, we're and living in a perfect world.
Yes.
And we are all imperfect.
Exactly. So rid yourselves of all things such as anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips.
So when you become a follower of God, you are becoming a new creation. You are no longer the same person you were before God. So there should be a change in you. And it's not you doing the change. It's you
calling in the Holy Spirit.
Yes. The Holy Spirit is doing work inside of your own spirit. And more of you is coming out. Less of you and more of God. Mm-hmm. And so when you're walking in that, you let go of what the world standards and what the world tells us to be, which is everybody is pinned up against one another. Like, everybody's in competition. You should be comparing yourself. That is not of God.
Nope.
Fighting division. That is not of God. Mm-hmm. What else does the other word say?
So anger and rage and malice. So I think so often we react to things instead of waiting, listening, being patient and compassion, and then knowing when you're in a space of calmness to actually respond in a loving, Christ-like way. And I used to be that person who would just, I had three brothers and they picked on me all the time. So I was trained to just go back, hit back, hit back, hit back, hit back. And now when I feel a sensation, because I'm sinful. We're all sinful. We're born sinful. And so I have in me parts of me that are angry and feel rage and malice. Obviously, the more that I bring and cover myself in the fruits of the spirit, which is joy, peace, compassion, all those, which we'll talk about,
right,
the more that other one goes away, the anger, the rage, and the malice. But in that, someone does something that disappoints you or upsets you or makes you angry, you don't immediately push back because you're only creating more disconnection with right. each other.
It's the difference between reacting, you know, old Sarah and old Tina would react immediately to whatever the other person is doing. It's having the boundary and the self-control when you're eating the fruit of the spirit, which is one of them, self-control. It's hold up. I have to bite my tongue, hold back how I'm feeling and how I would be reacting to whatever and whoever is saying or treating me to be able to respond in love, because that's what God would do. That is what Jesus came on earth to show and teach us all, how to treat people, how to love people, and the ones that were hard to love. Like, he hung out with people who, quote unquote, weren't worthy. Mm-hmm. None of us are worthy.
To the world standards.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, yeah. So, and that, and like how you treat people, how you talk to people, how you act, like that is how people will know the difference between you being a Christian follower and a believer rather than not. And if you are claiming that you are, there should be a significant difference in how you treat and respond and react in this world to everybody.
Well, and I think it's ever changing. It's ever flowing. I know as I have learned to step away from a situation that frustrates me, somebody might look at me and be like, oh, what's wrong with her? Why is she just walking away? Why is she, you know, not here being in the, you know, conversation? But for me, I know that I need to step away, quiet my mind, spend a little time in prayer. And then instead of me filling with the anger, the rage, the malice, words of whatever, it's me actually listening to like the filthy language from your lips, the slander. Even I know sometimes when I'm frustrated, swear words want to come out. But if I can step away and go pray and be silent for a little bit, then I'm responding versus reacting. And I think that in this world today, we're not living like Jesus. We're living with how everyone else is living, how the world is telling us to live. And we're here to help you live as Jesus lived, not because we will ever attain that, but because the closer we are to him, I believe the closer we are to human beings, the closer we are to loving one another, which is ultimately the greatest commandment in the world.
Yes, it's it all stemmed down to what all of us learned in grade school, like treat people how you want to be treated. So how and square one is all how you treat yourself, and we've touched on this several times in like season one especially, of treating people and loving yourself is so vital, so important, because you cannot pour out of an empty cup. So if you're giving yourself and your heart rage, malice, anger, that's what you're giving out to others. But if you're giving yourself self-compassion and love and joy and boundaries and learning what those are, then you are able to show up and give other people that and walk in love and be in love. But if you're walking around and being judgmental and angry and bitter, that is what you are giving to others, because that's what you're giving yourself.
And believe it or not, other people, if you notice other people around you are angry and spiteful and filled with malice and anger and rage, maybe that's because that's what is within you, and they are your mirror to help you grow. And if you are in Christ, if you are walking with him, you are continually being challenged.
Yeah, it's a forever journey.
Continually being challenged. We have not arrived anywhere.
We won't be ever arriving anywhere until we go to heaven in eternity. And because this life is just it's a fleeting moment. It's over in a blink of an eye.
And we're sharing with you everything in Christ, because it is a handbook, and the same things are repeated over and over and over in the Bible, because we as human beings need everything repeated over and over and over. And it's interesting because I think to myself, how many times do I repeat this to my child? Do I really need to tell my child to be kind? Do I really need to tell my child to not say shut up? Like, do I really need to tell them to say thank you? Yes. Because there's adults that act the same way. And it's so interesting to me. And I think that if we can be a living example of Jesus Christ, it starts at home, definitely. And so if you're looking at other people's children, or you're looking at your friends or whoever, and they're not living in a Christian standard, it's up to us to be that Christian standard in a loving way.
And it's not because I said so, and it's not because that's what I said. It's, you can take advice from where you're getting it. Like if somebody isn't treating or being that way, but they're saying one thing, actions always speak louder than words, and they five ever will speak louder than words.
Yep.
So if somebody is saying one thing and they're acting a totally different way, maybe, you know, don't take what they're saying. Like, take it with a grain of salt. Yep.
Making sure their words match their
correct
actions.
Correct. Yeah. It needs to align, because forever, and I know we talked about this, and that's like why we want to discuss it so much. My whole life, like, I grew up knowing about God. I grew up seeing, like, and hearing that we needed to be of joy and peace and abundance and self-control. And I heard it all around me, but I never saw it. I never saw anybody actually being joyful. I never saw anybody actually being abundant and peaceful in the situation and the storm and in every circumstance. Mm. Like, we are called to be as Christians. Until I went to the Indiana Dunes Great Banquet, which is how this whole podcast even started. This is how I even met Tina. This is why this is happening. And so we touched on that back in episode one of like how this even came about. So if you're interested in all, go all the way back to beginning of how we started the podcast for episode one. But yeah, that really opened my eyes, because it showed me that there are actual human beings being the physical hands and feet of Jesus here on earth as it is in heaven.
Living as
Jesus. Walking the walk, treating people with kindness and compassion, and showing them complete and utter strangers that, like, I love you because I know that God loves you and I know God loves me.
Yep. And they will know him by our love.
Yes.
And it's so true, because as parents, I think for me at least, we're in different stages of our lives. And we'll touch on that in another episode, how we've been able to join together, even though she's in her 20s dating, I'm in my 40s married with children. So being at the stage I'm in, I see it a lot with my children. And my husband and I consistently are saying to ourselves, well, how are we doing? How are we doing? Instead of like looking at being so frustrated with our children, like, wait a second, our children are a reflection of us, whether we like it or not. They are a reflection.
Everybody
of us.
In your life is. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes. I don't care if it's somebody you've been friends with for ages, somebody that you know probably shouldn't be in your life anymore and that you're still entertaining, or if it's somebody on the street coming up to you. Like, everybody is met in your life for a purpose, even if it's just for a fleeting moment. Mm-hmm. Like, so right currently at the moment, I work at a boutique shop in the area that I live in downtown. And every time, no matter what kind of day I'm having, no matter how I'm feeling, no matter how somebody is treating me, I have a tattoo on my wrist of a cross. And usually I have a cross necklace on. And those are two significant, like, pinpoints on my body that I'm displaying to the world, mm-hmm. that I am a Christian, that I believe in something higher than myself. And for me, that is God. That is what we talk about here on the Fearless Queens podcast. So every time that door opens, I am constantly being tested. Mm-hmm. How am I going to treat this human being however they decide to treat me? Am I going to react of how they're treating me, or am I going to respond with love? And it's the coolest, awesome testing I've ever gotten, because new Sarah in Christ passes a lot of them, whereas old Sarah wouldn't even have the awareness to be able to sit here and tell you that this is even all life is trial and error, testing and failing. And you continuously fail until you succeed. I mean, that's the game of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's so cool to hear you say that, because so often we think there are people who have been going to church their entire life. There are people who, like we said at the beginning, can recite scripture, who know Jesus, and have people all around them who know Jesus. But ultimately, like, being that I think I can speak for you, we're newer Christians. And when we say new, means we are still in the beginning stages of learning who he is and what he's about and what he's done in this world and how he has helped people and continues to help people. and to look at us. You may be new. You may be curious. We are not here to judge or tell you how to live or what words to say or what words not to say, what clothes to wear, what clothes not to wear. It is not up to us to convict you. It is up to us to share the word with you, to share the love of Jesus Christ with you. And you decide, yeah, these girls are up to something. Like, this is a good thing. I want more of that. I want more of it. You don't want more of me and Sarah. You want more of the Christ that lives in us. And the same Christ that lives in us lives in you. You just have to ask him. Literally, that's all you have to do is ask him to help you through the challenges, to help you through your anger, your rage, your malice, your jealousy, your lust, your envy, whatever it is, you just ask him to help you through it. I've had to do it with my child. I've had to do it with friends. I've had to do it with myself. I am no different or more special or less special than you.
All we know is we know nothing. And we put this out there because of that, because it's on our heart and God is working through us. And because if we put our hands on the hot stove before, we've said this, like, if we could just share our own experiences to help somebody else not do that, then why not? Like,
and some experiences are good. Like, oh, you want to go through some experiences, but there are some things that you putting the hand on the hot stove that we've put it on 7 times, you're going to go further faster if you cannot do that.
Right.
You're going to have less wounding and less challenges in that area, and you can level up.
Yeah. Why go down the dead end road when we could, like, help you just continue on?
Yeah.
The straight and narrow, like, follow the yellow brick road. Like, don't go down this right area because we already went there.
Absolutely. And go on to the next one. And maybe that next challenge, you're like, oh, but at least I averted this challenge because these two ladies were able to help me.
Right. And it's not us. It's the Holy Spirit. And we would not be here had we not surrendered our entire life, body, mind, and soul to Jesus Christ.
And ultimately, in doing that, I think that I release control of the way I want things to go, of what I believe things should be, and give the control to God. Not that you shouldn't take the action, not that you shouldn't choose, you know, to have joy and, like, ask him to bring joy in your heart and compassion and love. But ultimately, he's the one in control, and it's way much more peaceful.
And it's a mindset thing too, because if your focus is where your energy goes, where your focus goes, your energy flows. So if you're focusing on what happened to you yesterday that made you angry, if you're talking about, you know, that you're so jealous about this person, that person, like, that's what you're speaking about and that's where your focus is going. Well, that's, like, what's coming out of you. So it's like, redirect my thoughts, redirect my thinking to have the kindness and the gentleness and the compassion and all of the fruits of the Spirit. I think we need to, like, do legit, like, each fruit of the Spirit. That's another thing, because you cannot eat joy while still eating bitterness. Like, you just cannot eat two. This is not how it works.
Well, so you take off the anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy lips from your language. Don't lie. You take that off, but then you have, if that's what you've lived a lot of your life in, and you can't tell me that a lot of you haven't experienced that. It's just the world. That's how we live. And we live in a world of greed and evil and lust and all that. But then when you've taken it off, you have this empty space to put whatever you choose to put on and be filled with. You are now choosing with this empty space. So you choose to be clothed. Literally, clothing is a style that we put on, whatever colors and things we
right.
like. So now you're going to choose
to style in joy and peace and compassion and gentleness and self-control.
And patience. And kindness.
Yes.
Which, I'm telling you, it sometimes when someone's being a big old butthead, you don't want to put on all those things. You want to go back and you want to sometimes go like this. But that does not feel good.
No.
It just doesn't feel good.
It divides us. And it's not you versus me. It's not human versus human. It's the problem versus the humans.
Yes.
And so if we could just, like, step back and realize that, like, the ego in each of us is in the way when we can't, because we can agree and to not agree respectfully. But that is also the problem in society today, that we can't do that. We can't have a conversation. Everybody's so soft. Oh, everybody's feelings are hurt because I don't agree with the way you think and la yada. Like, thank God. Thank God we all don't think and agree because we all are one of the same, but we're all different and wonderfully and uniquely made yeah. to be different.
And we are meant to be different. We're not meant to do the same things with the same people in the same way for our entire lives.
Right.
Like you, we are meant to grow. We are meant to evolve. We are meant to, I am meant to see Sarah's perspective on things. She is meant to see whose ever perspective on things. Maybe she doesn't agree with something someone told her, but it doesn't mean she's going to hate her.
Yes. And be angry and be bitter and jealous and angry, all the things, because that's not how Jesus would respond. So that's check me. This is the difference between showing and being and acting in love rather than the worldly way of like, no, I'm going to tell you how I really feel and divide. And now there's a line between us and this is how you are and this is how I am. And now we're no longer anything. And that's why we have war. The day we all realize that we need to be peaceful and kumbaya and it's all like a part of this, we're all the same. We're just literally souls living in human bodies that are all shaped and colored differently. Then we will be on like living truly heaven here on earth. But until then, we're
going to
keep making it. Yeah, we're going to keep telling y'all and then striving to be
joy.
Yeah, to be like Jesus. That is the ultimate goal.
Yes, it is. And the division that she was just talking about, when she's divided from me, I go to my world and I share about this division. She goes to her world. She shares about this division. We're actually creating more division than just here and there.
Yeah, room. More ripple effects in the negative way when we could be peaceful and treat one another with respect and see one another's point of views. And that doesn't mean that we have to agree on everything, mm-hmm. but you can hear and respond and agree to disagree in love and yep. everything, no matter what you're talking about. And then what kind of ripple effect is that? An example you're setting for not only us, whoever's listening, generations after that, like you have children, we're all examples in everywhere we go, somebody's watching. Mm-hmm. And if you are a Christian watching this and you are rocking the cross necklace, you got the tattoo, you have scripture on your car and everywhere in public, amazing. You got to utilize it though and actually walk the walk and be like Jesus. Because if you're not, this is the sign that you and God need to have a conversation mm-hmm. and just like pray. And you know, there's no, you don't know what you don't know until you know. So if this is something that you're like, wow, like I haven't thought about that, or like I haven't heard it said this way before, step back and just observe. There's no, I always say this when I teach yoga, like there's no good, bad, right or wrong. You're just observing and notice where you've been, because you like, you don't know what you don't know until you know. And now that you do know, how are you going to respond? What are you going to do about it?
Pick up the greatest handbook ever written, which is the Bible.
B-I-B-L-E.
And
yes,
realize.
That's book for me.
I don't know that one. You'll have to teach me. And realize that that is a piece that will surpass any kind of understanding and comprehension that you could even fathom. And as we go on in season two, we're actually going to share how our differences have actually created a stronger bond in a friendship. And I know a lot of you like the friendship episode, so we're going to touch on that further in the next episode. And just, you guys, we are here and we want to hear your stories. We want to know more about you so that we can know that we're making an impact, because ultimately that's what we're here for.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not about us. We're just sharing what God's put in our heart to help create a happier and healthier world one episode at a time.